U.S. Postal Service workers are holding a national day of action today in cities throughout the country, calling for more support from Congress. The service experienced one of its greatest challenges, shepherding millions of presidential mail-in ballots while under political, financial, and operational challenges only amplified by the pandemic. In a few minutes, we'll speak with the head of the American Postal Workers Union about the future of the USPS. But first, I want to bring in Lori Cash, who's a sales and distribution clerk at a local post office in Lancaster, New York, for more on morale from her point of view as the holiday rush gets underway. Lori, welcome.
Thank you so much, Tanya, for having me today.
Absolutely. So you're the president of the APWU's Western New York Area Local. You've worked for the Postal Service for 22 years. How hectic is your job right now?
This year has been definitely the most hectic that we've had. We've been through quite a few challenges, starting with the pandemic. And then we went into election season, which, you know, from, you know, seeing it all over the media, we were kind of a target for the president, who wanted to definitely discredit mail-in voting and make the Postal Service seem like we couldn't handle the amount of ballots that we were going to have this year. But we definitely handled them. We delivered. But yeah, this year was a roller coaster.
A roller coaster year. But I want to know a little bit more about you. You've worked in person throughout this pandemic, and your day starts early, middle of the night early. Give us a snapshot of your job and how it has changed in recent months.
Sure. My job, I start at 2:30 in the morning. I open the building. I meet the truck drivers there that drop off the mail, the Amazon drivers, the UPS drivers, the FedEx drivers. And I bring all the mail in the morning, separate it out into the areas where we sort. We have an area in the post office where we sort all of our packages, which right now is our highest volume. We have an area where we sort all of our letter mail, and then we have an area where we sort all of our flat mail, which is large envelopes, periodicals, magazines, that kind of thing. So my job in the morning is to bring all the mail in and then start separating it by carrier so that when the carriers come in, all the mail for their route is ready for the day for them to take out and deliver.
How stressful is all of this during this time of COVID-19 when cases are surging?
Oh, the COVID is scary. It was very scary in the beginning when there were so many unknowns. And I should say we still have a lot of unknowns. And me personally, when I came home, because I live with my husband and my daughter was living with me at the time, she's a teacher, so she was teaching remotely. Mm-hmm. And my mom lives with me as well. So to be extra cautious, I would come home from work every day, take my clothes off, throw them right into the washing machine, go into the shower, make sure that I was, you know, just completely sanitized myself before I even said hello to anybody. I wouldn't even touch the dogs. So it's a scary situation. And now that we're seeing a surge again, I'm starting to feel that, you know, that anxiousness again, you know, when I'm driving into work in the morning, you know, just wondering, you know, what notifications I'm going to get that day of how many new cases we have in the district and where the cases are. And you know, and it's stressful as an employee, but it's also stressful as a local president, too, because I want to keep my employees safe, keep everybody safe, you know, and also keep them updated on all the information going on so that everyone knows what's happening and knows how fast it's spreading and takes it as seriously as I do.
You laid out for us in the beginning of our conversation basically the roller coaster that you and all of your colleagues have actually been on this year. As I mentioned, today is a national day of action for workers. They're calling for more support from Congress. What is your biggest concern right now and call to action for government officials to assist the Postal Service in moving forward?
My biggest concern right now is trying to get a stimulus passed through to make sure that the Postal Service stays solvent. We're not sure what's coming up in the upcoming months. We have more and more employees that are quarantined and are out on COVID leave. So that's more expense that the Postal Service is going to have to pay those employees. They're also going to have to hire replacements and pay those employees. We're going to, if businesses start to shut down, we're going to have a drop in our letter and our flat mail again. So we will be losing revenue there. And I am very concerned that without a stimulus, even though I know the Postmaster General said that we have funds to carry us through until next year, I am concerned that without a stimulus, for the Postal Service that we may not be able to be, you know, sustainable past the new year with everything happening with COVID. It's a very scary time right now, and that's probably the biggest thing affecting the Postal Service. My other concern is obviously the changes. You know, Postmaster DeJoy has already put out his plan that he's going to make his operational changes again, which are ultimately going to slow down the mail. And if we slow down the mail, then obviously that's going to make it more difficult on our customers. We're going to start to lose consumer confidence again. And unfortunately, we're going to lose business over that. So if he makes these changes in transportation and delivery times, and we start to lose revenue that way, that's just another financial hit that we're going to take. And we just honestly can't afford to take any more right now without some kind of financial help from Congress.
How does it feel, though, to be recognized for your work by everyday people? I know that you've received an outpouring of support from your community in light of all that the Postal Service is going through.
Oh, we have. And it is so heartwarming to have customers come in and just say thank you. I'll have somebody come in and just say, I just want you to know I bought a book of stamps. I just went and bought a book of stamps. We're going to help you guys. And people have been coming in and bringing us gift cards for coffee because they know we're working longer hours. I've been out in stores and I wear an American Postal Workers Union face mask normally. And people see that it's a postal mask, and I've had just people in stores thank me for the work that I do just by noticing the face mask that I'm wearing. And it is, it's very heartwarming to know that people recognize us now for all the work that we do, because we are just, you know, we're a household name. We're something that everyone takes for granted normally. You know, the Postal Service is just something that's always there, you know. So to kind of stand out now and have people appreciate it really is a wonderful feeling.
Lori Cash is a sales and distribution clerk for the U.S. Postal Service in Lancaster, New York. Best wishes to you, Lori, and thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Let's turn now to Mark Demenstein for the bigger picture on the future of the U.S. Postal Service. He is president of the American Postal Workers Union, and he joins us via Skype. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
What are the demands for this National Day of Action?
Well, we have one immediate demand, and that is that the COVID economic negative impact on the post office is dire. It needs to be addressed. Congress has tried in some previous COVID stimulus packages to provide $25 billion in COVID relief. I remind the listeners that the post office does not normally run on tax dollars, so the revenue loss that's projected with COVID is going to make it impossible for the post office to have enough money to carry out its mission. We are asking people to call Congress and call their senators in particular, advocating that they provide the $25 billion of stimulus COVID relief to the United States Postal Service. The other demand is that we want this new Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, to learn something from the positive, successful movement of mail ballots. We can do this, but it needs to be everybody's mail day in and day out, not just election ballots, as vital as they are, as proud as we were to move that mail and provide that civic duty, and not just till November 3rd, which is now over. We have more elections. We have medicines for veterans and seniors. We have financial transactions. We have e-commerce. And the people of this country are promised under the law reliable and efficient services. So the demand is to reverse the negative policies that are slowing down the mail, and let's get the post office back on track and do that much more for the people of the country.
Reverse those policies, but Postmaster General DeJoy has signaled changes coming to the Postal Service in the future, a net loss of $9.2 billion in 2020. You laid out very clearly that what you're asking for is funding to actually help the Postal Service to continue its mission. How would you describe, though, the political situation swirling around the USPS now that President-elect Joe Biden will inherit all of this when he takes office in January?
We still are facing the same Postmaster General who's not hired or fired by the president. We still have the Postal Board of Governors that's in place. But the people of this country have spoken loud and clear that they want the Postal Service to thrive and to continue to do well by the people of the country. So we are optimistic going into the new year, but we have some challenges.
Protecting the integrity of mail-in voting is something you're continuing to fight for. We have ahead of us the Senate runoff races just around the corner in January in Georgia. What are your concerns there?
So I think that our concerns are that because of the public outcry, the Postal Service did the right thing on vote by mail. And we want to make sure that that attention is still paid to Georgia. We had a lot of joint efforts between the unions and management and the workers to make sure those ballots, and let me be very clear, on a nonpartisan basis, we didn't care how people voted in those ballots. We cared that that was the person's right to vote. So we gave it the priority it needed, and we certainly hope that that will carry forward into Georgia.
Mark Demenstein is president of the American Postal Workers Union. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you.